Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. Sunday morning. With us this morning is Special Agent in Charge of the New York Division of the Drug Enforcement Agency, James Hunt. Good morning, Agent Hunt. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm better than a lot of people. I've heard there's so many problems in the last few weeks on drug problems. I figured let's get you back on show and get an update. What's going on?
Well, John, I think you're referring to the number of overdoses that took place in New Haven, Connecticut a few days ago. And basically that's an outbreak of K2 or spice. It's what we is referred to as synthetic marijuana, but it really is not synthetic marijuana. It's just it's a bunch of chemicals that's put on a plant. People, they're ingesting it or smoking and thinking they want to get the same effects from marijuana, but they don't realize that these chemicals are very, very dangerous, and they don't understand what they're playing with. So about 70 people overdosed up in a park in New Haven, Connecticut. We've tested those substances here in New York in our lab, and what's kind of alarming is that if you remember last year, there was an outbreak in Brooklyn where the people walking around, they called them zombies, and they were walking around the street, basically walking around like looking like zombies. Some of the same ingredients were found in the substance that was seized last week in Connecticut. So what usually happens is there's this so-called bad batch on the street because these chemists are not real chemists. They're bathtub chemists, I refer to them as. It's almost like making illicit booze during Prohibition. It wasn't being made by real, alcohol manufacturers. It was made in bathtubs. So it's the same thing. And what you're seeing is little pockets like the one in Connecticut, like last year in Brooklyn, where a bad batch is put on the street, and unfortunately a lot of people get very ill, and some could die.
And this is sold legally? Is it sold by private individuals? Who's selling this stuff?
It's illegal federally, but what happens is a lot of states, New York has banned a lot of these groups of synthetic cannabinoids, we call them, the chemical term. But what these chemists do is they mix different chemicals together and come up with a new substance. So the laws have to catch up with those substances. Now, the ones that were in these two instances in Brooklyn and New Haven, they are against the law. But a lot of times these are being sold in convenience stores, head shops, and they're being sold in packets that say not for human consumption. They're being sold as incense, potpourri. But the users know what it is, and the people selling know what it is. It's being masqueraded in nice, attractive-looking packaging to make it look like it's harmless, but it's actually very, very, very dangerous.
So in theory, it's bought legally, but the users know what it is, and I guess New York City, New York State doesn't do anything about it.
No, they have. We've worked very closely with the state and the sheriff's department, and last year we had the biggest seizure of it ever. But the problem is, it's like anything else. When there's a market out there, there's going to be people who find ways to make money off it, and that's what happened here. It doesn't matter if we're selling heroin, fentanyl, K2, spice. There is users out there. There's a user population, and there's people who are greedy that are willing to, sell it and make money.
Now, a few months ago, President Trump rolled out a new agenda on fighting the opioid crisis. Is that in effect yet?
Well, we have gotten additional personnel here in New York. I don't think the whole thing is in effect yet, but we have gotten additional personnel here in New York and task force officers to fight the opioid epidemic.
Now, I also understand that younger and younger kids have the problem. What have you seen out there?
Well, young kids experiment, John. It's no different than young people experiment with alcohol. But experimenting with fentanyl or heroin or, in this case, K2, the problem is a lot of people think that marijuana is a harmless substance. It's a very widely used substance in the United States. But they try these chemicals like K2 and spice, and a lot of young people are doing them. thinking that it's just like marijuana. It won't hurt you. You won't end up in a hospital. You won't OD from it. But they're wrong because the sellers of it know this. So what they're doing is they're trying to fool the customer and make him think that, you know, it's synthetic marijuana. It's just like marijuana. It's nothing like marijuana. It's chemicals. And so they're fooling young people into thinking it's harmless because people think marijuana is harmless. And they're ingesting this or smoking it, and it's having very tragic effects on them.
What would you like to tell parents this morning about watching out for their kids?
I think every time I'm on your show, I say the same thing. You know, and you just said it, watch your kids. You know, changes in behavior, who they're hanging out with. A lot of it's, you know, kids acting lethargic. Because a lot of these drugs, heroin, fentanyl, and this K2, that's what it does to you. It's not like cocaine or methamphetamine, which is an upper, so to speak, and it makes you more, you know, aggressive or lively. These drugs are all depressants, so it causes people, like, to nod out. You know, you see a kid at dinner table, he's nodding out, his eyes are closing, his speech is slurred. Those are the things to watch out for because those are the effects of opiates and these synthetic cannabinoids.
Now, this go back to Connecticut again. How did 80 people all overdose at the same time?
Well, they must have bought it locally the same day. And that's what the same thing that happened in Brooklyn. So they bought it from somebody up in New Haven, and that has not been determined as of yet. And they all bought it, and it's a bad batch, so to speak. So when this stuff is mixed, some chemist is mixing this and he puts in a little package to make it nice. Everybody who buys out of that batch, so to speak, is being affected. You know, it doesn't matter if it's mixed on a kitchen table in the Bronx or a kitchen table or a bathtub in New Haven. If it's a bad batch, the people who ingest it are going to get ill. And I think that's what happened here. That's certainly what happened in Brooklyn last year.
Now, my assistant Matt just passed me a document that in 2010... there was 9,000 deaths in opioids. In 2017, there was 72,000. That's a wow.
It's staggering. And unfortunately, 2018, there'll probably be more. And what's happening now, John, is the heroin craze and the opiate craze was bad enough. But with fentanyl being pushed onto the market from the Mexican cartels, people are just—they're getting dosage units of strength that they're not accustomed to,
yeah.
And even a hardened addict is getting a dose that he's not accustomed to, and it's killing him.
Now, it's certainly a serious problem. I also heard in Washington last week that they're thinking of going after some of the drug companies. Is that true?
There's a lot of lawsuits been filed across the country. By mostly state governments, attorney general's offices in numerous states have filed lawsuits against the makers of opiates. You know, three or four of the big pharma names have been sued, and they're going to have to defend all these cases in those individual states. And that's mostly about false advertising. The lawsuits are claiming that they advertise these as safe, you know, drugs to prescribe by doctors, and the doctors really weren't qualified or knew enough about it to prescribe it the right way. And that's where these lawsuits are emanating.
Got it. Well, James Hunt, Special Agent in Charge of New York Division, U.S. Drug Enforcement, thank you so much for the work you do for trying to save our kids and save a few extra lives. God bless you.
Thank you very much, John. Have a good day.
Have a good day. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.